Explain that. Ben, explain that.
I will. I got a good anecdote.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead and explain it. I'm sorry.
So for that song, Allentown, which is where I'm from, was actually written about Bethlehem because that's where the steel mill was. But they couldn't actually, he couldn't figure out anything to rhyme with Bethlehem. So he went with Allentown, which is the next town over.
Yep. All right. Wow. Default. All right. We are here with Ben Perkins of Allentown, Pennsylvania, who currently resides in the greater Phoenix metro area and works for Fox Valley Electric and Solar. And he's here to help answer any electrical question you might have. So let's bring Carol into the conversation, who's calling from Apache Junction. Good morning, Carol. How can we help you with your electrical?
Well, I hope you can help me. Okay. I have replaced a couple of my regular light bulbs with LEDs. And I've noticed at night, after I turn the switch off, my LED keeps glowing. And I don't mess with electricity like you. So I'm kind of like, okay, what's going on here?
So does the light, after it stops, once it's glowing, does it stop at all? Does it completely turn off, or does it always stay like it's kind of on?
It always stays like it's just real low glow.
Is it on a dimmer?
No.
Okay. Could be one of two things, or multiple things, actually. It depends on the light bulb itself. There's so many different qualities of LED lamps nowadays. So some of them that are have different LED chips in them, and the capacitors, they aren't as good as some others, so it might allow some bleed through in that. And secondly, it could be a circuit where you've got some neutral bleeding through somewhere and kind of allowing that fixture to stay slightly illuminated, not on all the way, but it'll flicker and you can see it a little bit.
Carol, is that a new bulb or is it a few years old?
No, it's brand new.
Okay. All right.
Well, so it potentially could be something along in the circuit, which isn't detrimental. You might run the life of the lamp out faster, but it's not a safety concern.
It's not going to catch on fire.
No. The beauty of LEDs is they don't get hot, so you don't have to worry about that.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help. Thank Absolutely. You very much.
But now if she has a little current leaking through maybe that switch device, it takes a lot less electricity to light up a LED
yes.
than it does an incandescent.
Absolutely.
It could be leaking through that circuit
yes.
and not manifest itself with a normal light bulb.
Right.
I've recently changed the light bulbs in the front walk of my house to LEDs, and they would never go off all day long, and they were on a dimmer. And so I had to replace the dimmer because that dimmer was allowing just enough current to go through to allow the LEDs to be lit constantly.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy with the way LEDs have taken over and the small amount of power that it takes for them and the draw on the house. You know, that's one of the things we see of people swapping their old lamps for new LEDs because it drops their power consumption drastically.
Drastically.
Absolutely.
I mean, LEDs are using a fraction of the electricity of an incandescent.
Yeah, and especially with can lights, which I know a lot of people have, with those old halogen lamps that are in there, and track lighting as well. Those lamps get really hot. They suck a lot of power. So you swap to LEDs, and you'll notice a difference. And the heat's not there as well, especially in the kitchen. You know, when your stove's on and you're cooking and you can feel the heat from those lamps, swap to LEDs, and you'll notice a temperature difference as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So when LEDs first came out, we had an LED. Because we have this platform or this radio show, anything that comes out new, of course, we're one of the first ones they contact. Oh, we want you to try this. You know, we want you to. So it was about 2006. And we had someone come by and wanted to convert all the recessed cans in our house to LED bulbs. And so I said, well, I'll consider it. Why don't you give me a proposal? Well, at the time, LEDs were fairly new. He wanted $1,800 just not to replace the fixtures. That was just to replace the light bulbs. And I said, you know what? LED's got a ways to go before I can afford it. But today, you can get a decent LED, depending on the application, for $6 or $7.
Yes.
And you'll save that much electricity in the life of the bulb. And it'll last 10 times longer than anything else you could put up there.
Yeah, they've definitely come a long way in price and in quality as well. You can, as you were saying, you can get them for pretty cheap and do your whole house for a relatively inexpensive upgrade. That'll give you savings on top of it.
And for years in our recess cans and our art display recess lights where we were displaying art on a wall, we'd use those halogen bulbs. And if you take infrared thermometer and shoot up at that light bulb when it's turned on, that halogen bulb is burning at about the temperature of a candle flame.
Yeah, absolutely.
So every halogen bulb you've got on in your house is like one lit candle warming up the room.
Yep.
I will concede it is beautiful light. I love a halogen light quality, but every one of them is a little heater.
Oh, absolutely. And in Arizona, we really don't need that. No, the least amount of heat in the house, the better off.
All right. We got diverted by Carol's question. But when we get back after bottom of the hour news, I'm going to talk a little bit about this one thing I've insisted must get done. Now the National Electric Code is being rewritten to accept what should have always been legal. And now they're going to make it mandatory for every home built after 2022. And we're going to talk about it here in this next segment. Because even if your home, I know your home wasn't built after 2022, so there's a very good chance you don't have this device at your home. I want to talk about it, and I want to encourage you to get an estimate to have one installed. Every home should have one. Surge protector. Whole house surge protector. And we'll tell you why when we get back.